and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And in the news today, there's an announcement by Richard Lockhead on behalf of the Scottish Government that senior officials will be going on a series of roadshows to explain the current proposals for common agricultural policy reform. They'll be getting farmers' reactions and thoughts on how they'll be affected. And the dates for our MFR area are January the 17th in Inverness and January the 18th in Thurso. Nearer the time, we'll give you another reminder. But the Government are taking farmers' views very seriously, and we'll be travelling the length and breadth of Scotland to get reaction to the CAP proposals due to be implemented on the 1st of January 2014. This time, some of the proposals, such as keeping permanent pasture actually totally permanent and 7% of your farm as a non-farmed environmental area, are quite radical. And making your views known is important. So when January comes around, Richard Lockhead is urging as many farmers as possible to get out and make their views known. Now, yesterday we were talking about wool and why the price has gone up by 300% over the past 3 years. It's all down to concerted efforts by the Campaign for Wool. Here's Chairman John Thorley taking us through the programme of events from the launch a couple of months ago.
September, with an exhibition at the Galleria in London, then to the European countries and to Japan. We're also launching in Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands, you know, they're all a part of it, and America. It is a massive campaign. I've just come back from New Zealand, and again, all of it geared to pulling people together, getting them to understand the full benefit of wool and the campaign, and the fact that it's sustainable, it's natural, it's renewable. There are no drawbacks to it.
Well, there's nothing more natural, is there?
Exactly.
And it's done sheep well for years, hasn't it?
Well, exactly.
And guest on this programme, Adam Henson from Countryfile, a big champion of British wool, who actually had sheep out on Savile Row and got a wool suit made from his own sheep. So it just goes to show, shortages and good campaigning and the price of wool has shot up. Is there a message in there for food in the future, I wonder, especially if we have to work with some of those new CAP proposals? But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.